You're listening to Soundscapes on Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. And when you call yourself a recording project instead of a band, I think you're already making a statement about how you make the kind of music you make. So this project and its people in our studio at the moment are called Genre Peak. And the lead is electronic percussionist and former Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater composer Martin Burke. Martin is here with the gang. Hi, welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having us.
So let's see if we can do some intros along the way. So Percy Howard.
Yes.
On vocals. Mm-hmm. Say more than yes. Say yes. Good yes. morning.
In that resonant tone.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. And then we also have Christopher Scott Cooper.
Good morning.
Who is usually the kind of, what should we say, the backstage guy, and you got
behind,
to play on
the
this
glass
album.
Panel, pushing knobs and faders, yeah.
Yeah, so this time you're actually performing on the new release. And then Stephen Sullivan.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You could do vocals too with that soft sound.
Yeah, but you know, Percy is really good.
Yeah, and you're also on guitar and synths. So there's a new release. Is this the fifth or the fourth?
It's actually the third.
Okay.
The first was Ends of the Earth in 2006, and that was a rock trio. That was me, Steve Sullivan, and Daniel Panasenko. And then Daniel moved, and for the second album, I wanted to go more electronic. Based, and I had the idea of bringing in different singers and different musicians for each song, and that's when the project really kind of made itself aware to me, like, this is how it's going to be, and why I call it a project and not a band, because it, you know, the records don't sound alike, and the lineup for each record is different too, and that's very exciting for me as a writer to hear my music be interpreted by different players and singers, as opposed to me doing it all myself, which all starts to sound the same if I did that. So it's really much more of an adventure when it's a collaborative effort.
This is 9 microspheres. So you just heard Martin's description. What adjectives would you give this project, the rest of you? Percy, how would you describe it?
Well, I'd say that the music is really sort of a combination of ethereal, atmospherics, with distinct rock elements. And, you know, for the show that we'll be doing tonight, we're even going to sort of mix it up a little bit more by adding poetic content.
Oh.
So.
And it's the first live show the band has done since 2006?
Yeah.
So there are challenges if you're doing electronic soundscape kind of music in doing a live show, and you're describing it as intimate. So how's tonight going to work?
Well, the idea started with me and Steve wanting to do the new album as a duo. And then I thought, well, ambient music on a Friday night is going to be hard to sell. So it turned into a full-blown band where we could do more of the more fleshed-out songs from our previous albums. And luckily, Chris and Percy were available. And so we just decided to make it a full-blown effort and do cuts from each album and, you know, also from the new album, too, and made it more of a real live band sound other than just, you know, playing back the album and playing along with it, you know, just doing the strict ambient pieces. So I'm glad we're going to, you know, rock it up a bit.
Steve, did you want to add to that?
Well, I just, you know, I wanted to clarify that ambient music is not to put you to sleep. It's introspective. And what will be happening tonight is the interweaving of all of this. And the song elements of Genre Peak will also be represented by Chris and Percy. And it's going to be a really great show.
Well, we've given a lovely setup to actually hearing the music. So here they are, Genre Peak.
Things will fade to black through this
that is Blue Filter by Genre Peak. They will tonight be at the Luna Cafe, a show that is in Sacramento, 1414 16th Street. Doors open at 8 o'clock. And that's an example of the kind of music. And Martin, you were just saying, you never intended for the music to be played live, and there is an interesting challenge in doing it. But I know you're excited for the show tonight, so you must have found a way.
Yeah, well, basically, we have, you know, elements of the original songs, and I really like having Percy, Steve, and Chris kind of write their own parts. And so while it will sound like the album, it'll sound different, too.
We also heard the voice of Tara Taylor.
Yeah, she was a featured vocalist on our second album, Preternatural, from 2008.
So, Chris, from stepping back in the backstage to actually playing on the album, and then you're going to be part of the live performance tonight. Is that exciting or a little
Oh, it's exciting. It's fun. It's for me, actually, I probably got one of the easier aspects of playing this because I'm kind of a color person on this record, playing some things that I actually did in the studio for the record, but adding color to what the rest of them are doing. So one of the things about Genre Peak is most people think electronic, but one of the things about it for me as both the producer and engineer is the organicness of it, which is something I tried really hard to bring forward in the mixes of the records.
Let's listen to another song by Genre Peak. That you'll have at Luna's Cafe tonight. And I happen to know that Percy has this background of psychotherapy and digging into the swirls that happen in our brain. And you love romantic music, too. So
I do. Yeah.
What, to somebody who's never experienced Genre Peak at all, what's your selling point in the experience of the music?
Well, I think that Martin's done a brilliant job of creating an environment that, in a word, is really open-hearted. So I think, you know, the couple of pieces that you've just heard, I mean, they are sonorous and mellifluous and kind of mysterious, but there'll also be some things that'll be aggressive and confrontive and very emotional across the spectrum between darkness and light, you know, which is really the human experience. And you know, that's what we want to bring people into tonight.
Steve, what word were you adding there?
Oh, I was just adding dramatic.
But darkness and light, artists in all areas talk about the balance and how you use the two.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
definitely.
So just don't expect everything to be pretty tonight, because it won't all be pretty.
On many levels, actually.
It'll get a little dangerous, but then it'll get friendly.
Yes.
Well, thanks for stopping by. I want to close the show so we can hear another song from 9 Microspheres, the new album that's going to be released tonight at the party. And again, it's at Luna Cafe. So Martin and Percy and Chris and Steven, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thanks. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our senior producer is Jen Picard. Insight's producer is James Morrison. Our associate producers are Elena Applebaum, Ellen Mooneyham, Shauna Malacy, Jamie Slater, and Annie Chernick. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Matt Pacini. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Here's more from Genre Peak. Have a great weekend, and thank you for joining us.